Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Third and King podcast. Today is Saturday, May 25th. The Giants just beat the Mets 7-2 in 10 innings. This is starting to feel a little like Groundhog's Day. Another comeback win, some very similar themes to the wins over the past week. So let's just get right in and talk about them. So we're going to talk about three things I liked about this game and then three things I didn't. Give a quick preview of the game tomorrow, and then let's have a good holiday weekend. Getting into the things I liked, this was a complete team win. Starting pitching performed, bullpen performed. They gave up two runs total, each on solo home runs. Jordan Hicks hung a slider, and Starling Marte hit it out. And then Sean Gelly gave up a solo homer on his breaking ball, but I actually didn't think it was that bad of a pitch. Sometimes the hitter just beats you. Wasn't a perfect pitch by any means, but it wasn't a hanger either. Sometimes you just tip your cap. The lineup performed. Guys were playing out of position at the end. There was a team rally in the late innings. We had a clean 10th inning. Love to see that. They also seemed to change their approach, like mid-game against Severino, who was under 40 pitches through four innings, and then made him really work in the 5th and 6th to make sure he wouldn't go deeper into the game, and then once again took advantage of a vulnerable bullpen, which has been kind of a theme to their wins over the last week or so. The second thing I liked about this game, we have to talk about Brett Wisely. He had a three-hit day, including the go-ahead hit in the 10th, which he hasn't done since in the minors. The Giants are undefeated when Brett Wisely plays first base. He's kind of an interesting one to watch as a late-blooming prospect. He was a little bit older for a draft pick. He's always been very athletic, but was a little bit behind as far as age to level is concerned. So the development was a little bit behind as well. But he's very athletic. The Giants saw something before last season to trade for him, and maybe he's starting to put it all together. My guess is he probably won't start against a lefty tomorrow in Sean Manaea, but might be a defensive replacement at shortstop if the situation calls for it. Once again, more on that later. But yeah, just a really good overall game from Brett Wisely, and he's had a nice little stretch of games here. And with that positional versatility, he played a really good second base defensively while Tyro was out last year. He's playing shortstop right now, probably a little bit out of position doing that, but held his own, was solid. And then he's also played center field for them, and then obviously today played first base. That's just out of necessity. I don't think that's going to be a common thing, but you know, the more positions you can play, the more chance you have to stick on a roster. And since he hits left-handed, he'll always have the big side of the platoon. So yeah, I think he's an interesting player to have, you know, as a 25th or 26th man on a roster. And the third and last thing I liked, I've been liking this all road trip, but just wanted to call it out today, is the booth of Dave and Javi Lopez. Javi is kind of turned himself into this really good color commentator, analyst commentator, not the play-by-play guy, but I think he's really good. Adds a little bit of humor, still knows some of the players from the team because he played with them, or at least did with Crawford and Belt. And then one of the underrated things about Dave, I think, is that he's really good at adapting to whoever he's in the booth with. So he kind of feeds off that energy from Javi, the kind of loose, fun, humorous side that Javi brings, and then kind of brings that lighthearted side of Dave out as well. And it's just been really fun. I think we've been blessed, or maybe even spoiled, with really good announcers. So having Javi as a fill-in, he normally takes the East Coast games, and then Hunter Pence kind of takes like the Western side of the United States in that role. And I think he's actually developed really well too. He was a little rough around the edges at first, but I think he's really rounded into form. So yeah, just an embarrassment of riches in the broadcast booth with the Giants. Really nice to have. Moving over to things I didn't like about this game, once again, we have to talk about Marco Luciano's defense. He didn't start today, either because of that defense or because he made a base running blunder late in the game yesterday, but came in after the Giants emptied their bench late in the game and Brett Wisely moved from shortstop to first base. There was a ground ball up the middle to Tyro Estrada that looked pretty promising for a double play. There was a runner on first base. Tyro flipped the ball to Luciano and Luciano just missed it, so they didn't even get one out. I think this is actually a little bit more on Tyro Estrada, who seemed to get caught in between twice on one play. So it seemed like he got caught in between hops on which hop to go after, either to charge it or to let it come back to him. He decided to lay back. And then once he gloved it, it looked like he got caught in between on whether to flip it or to just run to the base himself, where he was relatively close. He opted for the flip like last second, kind of handcuffed Luciano and Luciano whiffed on it. I think it's more on Tyro, but Luciano still needs to catch the ball for one out, even if they're not going to get a double play. Again, a theme of what's been going on, at least in their winning games, is that this error didn't come back to bite them again somehow. They've been really fortunate in most of those. I know that the error cost them the game in game one of the Pittsburgh series, but for the most part, these blunders haven't come back to bite them, which is almost mind-boggling. Something's got to give here. He stops making errors, they stop playing him so he can't make errors, or the errors are going to come back to bite them. Something's got to give. Okay, the next thing I didn't like about this game were two instances of non-injuries, we'll call it. So Tyro got hit by a pitch up and in. It looked like somewhere in the forearm or the hand even, and those are always scary. It's especially scary because it was by Adam Ottavino, who is the same pitcher that hit Tyro in the hand last year, and it broke Tyro's hand. So that was spooky. Looks like he's okay, but don't like that. Tyro actually kind of reacted really strongly, which is a little uncharacteristic. He usually plays really calm and cool, and then the broadcast reminded us that it was Ottavino that hit him last year and it broke his hand. So that's understandable. I mean, guys don't like to get hit up and in anyways, but considering it was the same guy that did it, Ottavino tried apologizing. It definitely, there was no intent there whatsoever, but you don't like to see guys get hit, whether it's intentional or not. And then the second, I guess, non-injury, Lamont Wade Jr. knocked in the tying run in the ninth and then got thrown out at second trying to stretch it into a double, but he wasn't starting because of some hamstring tightness. So maybe just drop anchor at first base there. Let's stay healthy. Let's not get hurt. And he got thrown out anyways, so that was kind of a bummer. By all accounts, he's okay. He'll probably get the day off tomorrow to rest for a second, almost full day. Again, he did pinch hit there. He did not stay in the game after the pinch hit, so just something to monitor. But again, with Manaea going tomorrow, who throws left-handed, even though Wade's played his way into playing every day and playing against lefties, might as well give him the day off and let Wilmer start for a second consecutive day at first base. The third thing I didn't like about this game are the Mets City Connects. I do like the helmets, but I don't like the jerseys. They're just like gray and black with some interesting pink accents. Now, I don't really know the story behind it. A lot of times they incorporate things from the city that me as a West Coaster, I wouldn't be familiar with. Again, the helmets are cool, but the jerseys to me, I didn't like. I like the really colorful ones. I think we need more colorful uniforms in baseball. 23 teams have either red, blue, or both in their uniforms. So yeah, I'm all for the fun San Diego Padres City Connects, the Rockies City Connects, which are mostly green. Those ones are fun. Having a City Connect that's just black and gray doesn't really do it for me. But again, I'm not from there. Maybe the locals like it, and I'm just complaining for no reason. All right, so just a quick preview of tomorrow. We have Logan Webb versus Sean Manaea. The Giants have already had a successful road trip. They're 4-1 going into tomorrow, but with Webb on the mound, might as well get greedy, try and go for the sweep, and try and get a 5-1 road trip before you head back and play the Phillies and then the Yankees at home. So that's going to be a tough stretch. Might as well try and take advantage of playing the Mets while they're down. I would imagine that we'll see a lot of the right-handed hitters against Manaea tomorrow. So we'll probably see Ryan McKenna in right field instead of Mike Yastrzemski. My guess is we won't see Brett Wisely, even though he had a really nice day today. We might even see Kurt Casale behind the plate catching Logan Webb since he's a right-handed hitter. Obviously, Patrick Bailey is a switch hitter, but they gave him the day off behind the plate today as Patrick Bailey served as the DH, but maybe they'll try and get him at least a full day off tomorrow because they have actually a really quick turnaround after the game tomorrow. They have to fly home and then they have a 2 p.m. local time start on Monday because of the holiday. So it wouldn't shock me if they gave Bailey a full day off after having him DH today, again, especially since they've already wrapped up the series win. We'll see how they handle it. If they want to get greedy and try and go for the sweep, then I think Bailey will be in there, but we'll see how that goes. And that's going to do it for us today. You can follow us on social media at Third and King Shop. Find our website at thirdandking.shop. And we'll be back probably early next week with some more episodes. So again, have a good weekend. Thanks.